Good morning, we're learning Chayadam, Hilchos Tefillin, Klal Yud Daled, and we're looking at Siman Ches. Now, the scenario that he talked about in Siman Ches is not such a common scenario nowadays, and we probably would not necessarily approach it in this approach, but it is a vehicle to discuss some other halachas. So the case which he deals with is the case where the Ritzua tore, and you want to sew the Ritzua back together again, and use the Ritzua as such. Again, that's not such a common issue. We have the Ritzua tearing, and you want to sew it together again. Most people would just replace the Ritzua nowadays. But he's going to define what is the minimum share of a Ritzua. So, in this Ritzua Shayad, Mashamakif Hazoya, if the Ritzua tore in the minimum shear of the Ritzua, for the Shalyah, that is the following. It goes around the arm, B'timchal Etzbem, so then it can extend down the whole length of the arm till the middle finger. V'yichalav Gimel Krichas, and then wrap around the finger three times. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, and then tuck it and tie it down afterwards, tuck it in. Or Uba Sharosh, the minimum share of the Sharosh is Mashir Makif Harosh, that which goes around the head. So we have the Ritzua going around the head. Then we have the Kesher. And then Ritzua Shayad Yamin Ada Tabor, Rishal Smarl Ada Choza. And the minimum length of the Ritzua of the Sharosh, after it goes around the head, it hangs down. The right one should hang down until the person's navel, and the left one should down to the person's chest. That's the minimum shear. So in that area, also litra or likshar, a person cannot fix the ritzua by sewing it or tying it. So the minimum shear is the minimum shear, but the person cannot correct it by doing so. If, however, beyond that amount of ritzua, it tore, so beyond the minimum shear, mutalitra likshar, a person wants to attach it and still hold on to it, the rest of it, he could do so by sewing it together or by tying it. A person doesn't have other available ritzuas, mutalitra, a person could sew it, even inside the minimum shear, person has to sew it from the inside to the outside, it should look like it's shouldn't be the stitches not should not be visible from the outside. But davka begidden, and the person has to use sinew of an animal for that, of a bechutin is possible using regular thread, is not kosher. Wooden lichur posel, and even within the minimum share, even if he has no other ritzuas, if he doesn't have a way to sew it and he wants to tie it together, that's posel. Uksivuk shartom should take shira tama. That the only shira which you that the shira which you have, which you tie it on, should be full. So if you need another knot to hold it together, it's not considered that shira was full. We may learn by mildly three. He doesn't have what to sew it with. B'sharosh im nishar rak ma shemakif harosh. If he has at least by the sharosh what goes around the head, by kesher and the knots. B'chem shayad ma shekersher v'kiburis, and he has it by the shayad enough to go around the biceps. So yiniach below bracha, he should put it on without a bracha. And then he goes into the shear of the width of the ritzua. So the minimum shear of a ritzua shayad is enough to go around the arm, tie it on the biceps, and then extend down the length of the arm to the finger and cap it off on the finger three times and tuck it under. Our minig, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Chavzayin, is to wrap it around the arm as well, six or seven times, and the our minhag is actually to do seven times nowadays. But the primary act of kshira is still not fulfilled until a person actually wraps it around his finger as well. In other words, we see that the mitzvah of the kshira of the tefillin on the person's arm includes not only tying it around the biceps, but around the finger as well. So that is a intrinsic part of the process of tying on the tefillin. Wrapping it around the arm is not considered kshira. It's a minhag to do so, but it's not considered the kshira. The kshira is only fulfilled when the person wraps it around his finger. There are some people which actually have a minhag because of this, that in order to minimize the hafsek between the shayad and the shalrosh, especially since the bracha of the shayad goes on the shalrosh, they do the minimum act of kshira on the arm, and then they put on the shalrosh, and then they go back to the arm and they maximize that kshira. In other words, they put it around their biceps, and then they run a strap down the length of the forearm, wrap it around the fingers, they put on the shalrosh, and then they go unwrap the finger, wrap it around seven times, and then retie the finger. It's not the standard minhag. We understand the argument why that should be so. There's some people which are makbid also not to speak, even to say the psukim when putting on the krichas around the finger, because you're still in the process of putting on the tefillin. You're still doing the process of what the bracha said to do. So you don't finish, you don't interrupt until you finish the mitzvah that you're doing. You got to the point where you fulfilled the mitzvah, then you're allowed to speak. All of this is to stress this idea that the kshira around the fingers is considered an intrinsic part of the mitzvah of kshira is tefillin. It's part of the mitzvah of the rice of putting on tefillin. As a person obviously a person would be careful to make sure that it's done appropriately and properly. Have a good day.